Anyone needs a Bible, just raise your hand. The usher has one.
如果有需要圣经的，请举起你的手来，招待会给你圣经。
One up here in the front, brother. Anyone else?
还有哪一位没有圣经吗？
Wait a minute here till everyone gets their sword.
我们要等一下，让每一位都拿到你手上都有剑。
Most important document ever written, the Word of God.
所有文字的记载里面最重要的一件就是神的话。
When that grabs a hold of us, it'll become more important than the newspaper.
我们要把它抓在手里面，它比我们每天的看的报纸更重要。God
spoke these words through men.
神借着人把他的话说出来。They
are holy words. They are perfect words.
这些是圣洁的话，是完全的话。2
Timothy 4, just one verse, verse 7.
提摩太后书4章7节。
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
I'll read it again. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
那美好的仗我已经打过了。 当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。And
then in Revelation 1,
启示录第一章,
verse 8,
第八节,
we see the secret of beginning the race and finishing the race in this little verse, verse 8 of Revelation 1.
我们看见要能够开始这个赛跑和达到终点的一个秘诀就在第八节。
I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty.
主神说，我是阿拉法，我是俄梅伽。 是习在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
And then in chapter 21 of Revelation,
启示录21章,
almost the same words,
几乎是完全一样的字。
Revelation 21, verse 6. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of water of life without cost.
21章第6节，他又对我说，都成了，我是阿拉法，我是俄梅伽，我是初，我是终。 我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。
And then just for emphasis, since this is the last words that God has spoken to you and I, in the last chapter, verse 13, Revelation 22, 13.
22章13节, 这是神对你我在圣经里面所说最后的话。
So at least three times here in Revelation, we have this word, verse 13, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end.
在启示录有三次说到我是阿拉法，我是俄梅伽，我是首先的，我是末后的，我是初，我是终。
And then in the book of Acts,
再请大家翻到《使徒行传》
chapter 2, verse 38.
第二章三十八节。
Peter is giving his message at Pentecost.
在五旬节的时候，彼得来传说他的信息。
Let's start with the 37th verse. Now when they heard this, they were pierced to the ear and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brethren, what shall we do?
我们从37节开始，众人听见这话觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说，弟兄们，我们当怎样行？
And Peter said to them, Repent, and let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And then this good news, and you shall receive the Holy Spirit.
38节，彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦。下面就有一个好消息，就是就必领受所赐给的圣灵。
Two things here, the remission of sin, God has removed our sin, but he's also given us his spirit.
有两件事在这里，让我们的罪得赦，第二件事情，神把圣灵赐给我们。
Many people know this morning they're forgiven. That's a wonderful thing. We heard the prayers around the Lord's table.
早晨，当我们在主的桌子面前听到许多的祷告，讲到我们的罪被赦免，这是何等好的事。
But if you received something,
但是你如果得着一件事，
Have you received his spirit?
你是否得着他的圣灵？
Well, if you've been born from above, you have received his spirit.
如果你已经从上头生，你就已经接受他的圣灵。
Are we experiencing that life this morning?
早晨我们是不是经历这样的一个生命呢？
And then one last verse in Exodus 23.
最后一处圣经在出埃及记二十三章。
To begin another year, people say, "What do we do?"
当新年开始的时候，我们大家会说，我要做什么？
And there is something in all of us, brothers and sisters, that would just like the whole God to reach out with His magic wand and touch us with His life, and we're just like the Apostle Paul.
也许我们会想说。啊、如果神伸出他的魔术棒把我们碰一下的话，我们马上就像使徒保罗一样。
It has never happened that way, and it will never happen that way.
从来没有这样发生过，以后也不会这样发生。
That's not God's way.
因为这不是神的做法。
And he tells us right here in the 29th verse of Exodus 23 how he does it.
在这里、告诉我们在出埃及记二十三章告诉我们神怎么如何的达到他的目的。
And that's why he gives us a new year.
这就是为什么他给我们一个新的一年。
That's why he's given us the 21st day of January for only one reason.
这就是为什么他给我们今天一月二十一号就只有一个目的。
He didn't give us this day to take another day off from work.
今天并不是神给我们今天让我们今天可以不要工作，可以休息。
He didn't give us this day to watch two great football games this afternoon at 2:00 and 5:30.
他不是给我们今天，所以我们今天可以在下午两点跟五点半来看两场很好的足球赛。
Verse 29. I will not drive them out before you in a single year, that the land may not become desolate.And the beasts of the fields become too numerous for you. I will drive them out before you, little by little, until you become fruitful and take possession of the land.
出埃及记二十三章二十九节，我不在一年之内将他们从你面前撵出去，恐怕地成为荒凉，野地的兽多起来害你。我要渐渐的。 将他们从你们面前撵出去，等到你的人数加多，承受那地为业。
That word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Father, we're in between two new years.
天父，我们在两个新年之间。
You give us two opportunities to prepare for 2007.
你给我们两次的机会，让我们来预备来过2007年。
Many of us can testify you've already given us many years.
我们感谢你，因为许多人可以见证你给我们许多的年。
And we want to come into what you desire for this new year.
我们要把自己交在你的手中，愿你的心意可以成全。
So this morning, Lord, reveal to us what you desire.
主早晨，愿你晓谕我们你心里面所要得着的。
Lord, may we be those who finish the race.
愿我们成为一批能够达到终点的人。
Teach us how to run the race.
教导我们如何来跑这个赛跑。
Thank you for your word.
谢谢你的话。
Make it real to us this morning.
早晨，愿这些话对我们成为实际。
Speak to each one of us.
对我们每个人说话。
That we might be ready for your return.
让我们可以来预备好迎接你的再来。
In Christ's name we pray.
靠基督耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Well, the secret in finishing the race is found in that three passages, I am the Alpha and I am the Omega.
那个跑到赛跑终点的一个秘诀，就是在这段圣经里面，就说我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽。
When the Lord dawns on us that He is the only one that truly began and ended the race, that is the dawn of a new life.
当我们开始明白知道他是开那个赛跑的开始和结束的那位的时候，那我们里面就好像清晨一样就亮起来了。
Every believer desires to satisfy the Father.
我们每一位信主的，我们里面都想要来满足我们的父神。
Every believer wants to obey.
每一位信主的都愿意顺服。
All believers want to be changed into the image of Christ.
每一位信主的都想要被改变由基督的形象。
And out of our zeal, out of our desire, we often get ahead of God.
借着我们的向往，借着我们自己的热心，我们常常跑在神的前面。
We hear a message, we read something, and we say, I'm going to do it.
当我们听见一个信息，我就说我要做。
We watch too many Nike ads, which says, just do it.
我们看了太多那个耐吉运动鞋的广告，就说起来就去做吧。
This is the world's philosophy. Just do it.
这是世界上的哲学，就是去做吧。
If you don't do it, no one else is going to do it.
如果你不做，没有人会做。
If you're not going to make something for yourself, it's not going to get done.
如果你自己不为自己做一些什么事的话，那什么事都不会成就。
And that mentality is carried over often when we receive Christ into our lives.
这个想法也在我们的里面。当我们就算我们接受主做我们的生命，
We extrapolate if that's the way the world does it and it works for the world, this is what I'm going to do and I'm going to live my Christian life this way.
那我就用同样的办法想到说，我世界上的事情是这样做，在主的事情上我也是这样做。
But it's not that way.
但是主的道路不是这样。
God's economy is totally different. In fact, it's exactly opposite of the world's.
神的经营和建造是完全相反的。
Every single move we walk in our spiritual life has to be from His beginning so that He can end it.
在属灵生命的每一步、每一条道路都是要从主开始，然后从主结束。
In the Alpha, in the beginning of our Lord's life, we see a perfection here.
从主生命的开始，我们就看见主的完全。
We see holiness and wisdom here.
我们看见圣洁，看见智慧。
In the Lord Jesus, we see a righteous man, the only righteous man.
在主耶稣的身上，我们看见唯一一个公义的人。
We see a perfect man, a man always filled with joy.
我们看见一位完全的人，他每一个时候都是充满着喜乐。
No ups and down, no vacillating, no disturbance because of what the people were saying.
他不会起起伏伏，不会因为人说的话里面摇摆不定。
A very consistent life.
是一位非常持续的如一的一个生命。
Not an easy life.
并不是一个容易的生命。
But a life filled with affliction.
而是在他主的生命里面充满着许多的苦难。
One of our sisters prayed this morning that the Lord is saving her from afflictions.
有位姊妹祷告说，早上祷告说主拯救她脱离苦难。
And I know she didn't mean the problems of life.
我知道她并不是指的生活里面的问题。
Our greatest affliction, brothers and sisters, was the person that we saw in the mirror when we were combing our hair and shaving this morning.
我们生活里面最大的苦难就是早晨我们在镜子面前我们梳头发或者是刮胡子的时候看到那个人。
And the Lord saves us from that affliction.
主要拯救我们脱离这个苦难。
The Lord Jesus' life was very complicated on the outside.
从外面来看主的生命好像很复杂。
You have civil war, you have the Roman Empire ruling his countryside.
有以色列的内战，有罗马的外来的政权，在那边掌权。
The religious leaders also were ruling in the middle of this.
就算是宗教的领袖，在这当中也有许多的纷争。
Rome was trying to keep the religious leaders happy.
罗马政府想要让宗教的领袖能够他们能够高兴。
People were being taxed by their own people for the Roman Empire. For example, Matthew.
所以他们就叫以色列人来向以色列人征税，像马太一样。
Zacchaeus.
像撒该一样。
Jews working for the Roman country to milk their own kin.
犹太人他们为着罗马的政府，好像来征收来压榨以色列人。
Every type of problem from natural disasters to political chaos was right there in the Lord Jesus' environment for 33 years.
在主耶稣地上的33里面，有天灾，也有许多政治上的一些灾难。
And he was right there at the beginning, and he went all the way through until he said, "It's finished."
他从那个开始是这样子，一直到最后主说都成了。
And if you could see where my finger was running here on this little piece of plywood, you would see that it's just a little over a half an inch, 3/8 inch plywood.
你看我的手指在这个木板上这样子动，这只是3/4寸的一块木板。
Representing a narrow road.
代表一条窄路。
And many a man has tried to climb up here and to get himself on this narrow road.
有许多人想要爬上来，要到主的这个窄路上。
We do it 100 different ways.
我们个人有不同，有100种的办法。
Trying to seek the approbation, the approval of God.
我们要来靠着我们自己，想要来讨神的称许。
But one man said, "I am the Alpha, I am the finish, I am the end."
但是有一个人说，我是阿拉法。我是 Omega.
And he calls us in a very number of ways every day to come with him.
他每一天借着各种不同的方法，他来呼召我们。
In John 11:28, we have those words, "Come unto me, all ye who are weak and heavy laden."
在马太福音讲到说，你们劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来。
That is not just for unbelievers.
不只是对着没有信主的人这样说。
Yes, in one sense, that's the call of our Savior.
是的，这是我们主耶稣基督他的救主的呼召。
But it's also daily for us when we are heavy laden, when we are laboring over something.
每天都是这样，当我们劳苦担重担的时候。
Whenever were breathing hard, heavy, sweating because of pressure in our life. He says, come.
当我们在生活上有许多的重担，我们流汗，我们有许多的压力的时候，主说来。
Come because I'm the Alpha.
来，因为我是阿拉法。
I am the one who began this whole thing. In the beginning, God created. The Lord Jesus created all things.
主是那从起初就有的，从开始他就是创造的那一位。
And without Him, without the Lord, nothing was created, put into being.
如果没有借着主，没有一件事情是会被造成。
So he can say, "Come."
所以他可以说来。
And then, secondly, in that next verse, Matthew 11:29, he says, "Learn of me. I'm your teacher."
然后接下来一节马太福音11:29就说：“你们来学我的样式。”
For you young people that are taking notes, first of all, as Savior, he says, "Come."
年轻人，你记笔记的时候要这样记。第一个，他是救主，他第一个说来。
Matthew 11:28, Matthew 11:29, he says, "As our teacher, learn of me."
在28节，他就说来。那第29节就说，你们要学我的样式。
Now, what one thing do we need to learn from the Lord Jesus?
我们要从主来学哪一件事呢
？I believe, brothers and sisters, if we learn this one thing.We don't need to learn anything else.
弟兄姐妹们，我们若学会这件事，我们其他的事我们就不用学了。
You and I are all in one pot this morning. We are a proud people.
你和我早晨，我们在这里，我们都是骄傲的人。
But thank God there was one who was meek, lowly, and humble.
但是感谢主，有一位人，有一位他是心里柔和谦卑。
And that's what he says. I'm your teacher. Learn of me.To be humble.
这就是主说的。他说：“我是你的老师，你要学谦卑。”
To be meek.
学着柔和。
This is the one thing we need to learn from our Lord.
这是有这件事情，我们要从我们的主来学习。
This is the way He walked on this narrow road.
这就是主他在这条窄路上行走的方式。
Incidentally, right here at the gate, if we're to enter, it's only through Him.
我们要怎样来进入这个门呢？只有借着主。
If you do not know the Lord Jesus this morning, you need to be born from above.
如果早晨你还没有认识主耶稣基督，你必须要从上头生。
You need to say, "Here am I, take me."
你要跟主说，我在这里，你接受我。
As we sang this morning, "All for you, Jesus."
早晨我们唱的诗歌，一切都归耶稣。
That beautiful song, "I surrender all."
这美丽的诗歌讲到说，所有全奉献。
A lot of times we sing those two songs at the end of a gospel meeting.
常常我们在福音聚会最后来唱这首诗歌。
It's amazing how everything fits in the Lord's economy.
这是很奇妙的事情，在神的计划里面，所有事情都配合得这么好。
Were not those two beautiful songs this morning around the table to sing as we are?Kneeling before the Lord's table, I surrender all.
当我们来在主的桌子面前屈膝的时候，那唱这两首诗歌是何等的好。
That is a beautiful smell, a beautiful aroma, fragrance to the Lord.
这奉献的诗歌就成为馨香的祭，来献到主的面前。
Brothers and sisters, if you've been saved for 50, 60 years, it never gets any really deeper than that.
就算我们得救了五六十年，也不会比这个更深多少。
Then surrendering all to the Lord every day.
没有一件事情好像能够超过这个，就是每天我们把自己献给神。
So as we begin with the Lord, we're coming to Him as our Savior, and we're also learning from Him as teacher.
当我们来到主的面前，我们主成为我们的救主，他也成我们的老师。
But then the Lord says, as master, young people, three, master, teach, a master, shepherd, he says, follow me.
那第三点，主他是我们的主人，他是我们的牧人，他说跟从我。
Listen to my voice.
听我的声音。
Learn to obey me.
你来学习顺从我。
He comes to each one of us daily. and says that, follow me.
啊，每一天都对我们说，来跟从我。
Some of us think, well, that was for the 12 disciples. That was 2,000 years ago.
有些人讲说，那只是主耶稣对门徒，那十二个门徒2000年以前说的话。
He came to Matthew there in Matthew 9:9. It says, follow me, Matthew.
在马太福音9:9，他对马太说，来跟从我。
Every believer this morning is saying exactly the same thing to us.
但是早晨每一位信主的主对我们说一样的话。
Follow me on this road.
在这条路上跟从我。
Learn of my discipline.
来学着受我的管教。
It's part of what that word disciple means, discipline.
门徒的意思就是他们是受管教的。
Learn to hear my voice.
来学习听我的声音。
Distinguish between my voice and all the other voices that can excite our ears.
你们要分辨我的声音，还有其他所有能够让你耳朵高兴的、兴奋的声音。
In end times, there will be a falling away from the church.
在末后的时候，教会里面也有一些是会流失的。
Said more accurately, falling away from the Lord.
是不是他们会从主的面前？就退后了。
Apostasy.
有一些异端。
And during this time, which is occurring right now, there are many voices.
在这个时候，末世的时候，就是现在，有许多的声音。
Many shepherds, even in Christianity.
甚至在基督教的里面，当中有许多的牧人。
Many different ideas.
有许多不同的想法。
But brothers and sisters, there is only one shepherd.
但弟兄姐妹们，只有一位牧人。
And we are to follow that one shepherd every day.
我们要来跟随这位牧人，在每天的生活当中。
And he is saying, as we begin another year, follow me.
在我们开始一个新的一年的时候，他对我们说，来跟从我。
It is the only way we will be able to say, I finished the race.
只有走在这条路上，我们才可以来跑完这个路。
And then Jesus comes to us, number four, as a friend and says, abide with me.
第四点，主他成为我们的朋友，他对我们说，住在我里面。
John 15:4.
约翰福音15:4.
Just dwell with me.
来与我同住。
Stay with me.
你来就跟我住在一起。
Live with me.
你来跟我生活。
And then, I will live with you.
你住在我里面，我就住在你里面。
This first command here involves our volition, involves our will.
这个神的吩咐也包括我们自己的意愿。
We have to respond.
我们必须要有反应。
We have to desire to be with him.
我们里面要有这样的渴慕，我们也愿意跟主在一起。
We follow him, we abide with him.
我们跟随他，我们与他同住。
And then in Deuteronomy 6:4-5, we have, love me.
在生命记第六章，那里教导我们要爱神。
Love me with all your heart.
要尽心来爱神。
As our lover, as our beloved, we see in Song of Songs, He says, love me.
我们是神所爱的，我们对神来唱诗歌说，主我爱你。
And of course we can add another call there that we've already mentioned, that is, obey me.
那另外一个神的呼召就是来顺从我。
These are words that come each day.
这是每一天神对我们说的话。
As our shepherd is walking.
他是我们的牧人，他在我们前面。
As our high priest, the Lord Jesus, is praying from heaven each day, for us as we walk.
他也是我们的大祭司，他在天上为我们祷告。
He is saying, come.
他对我们说，来。
Quit trying to do it yourself.
你不需要自己来努力。
All of us have things right now. Every single one person here has something that they have a question about.
我们在座每一个人，我们都有生活里面许多的事情，有许多的问题。
It can be something regarding school music teacher.
会想到学校的事，或者是音乐老师。
It can be a coach or an instructor.
那也可能是一个教练，或者是。
It can be something in our home related to husband and wife where there is tension.
也许在家里面夫妻的关系有紧张。
Between parents and children, there can be a lack of rest and communication.
也许父母跟孩子中间没有交通，没有安息。
It might be something related to our career, our jobs.
也许是关乎到我们的工作，我们的职业。
And the natural tendency, of course, is to deal with these things in ourselves.
天然的想法就是用我们自己的力量来努力。
But the Lord says, come.
但主说来。
He comes and says, learn and follow and abide in me.
但是主说来，你来学我的样式，要住在我里面，要来跟从我。
As we anticipate in just a few more weeks, another new year.
在几个礼拜以后，我们还有一个新的一年。新年
As we even think of 3 weeks ago, the beginning of 2007.
当我们想三个礼拜以前，2007年开始。
Lunar year, calendar year, actually every day is a new beginning.
也许我们在阴历或者是阳历，其实每一天都是一个新的开始。
And our shepherd here has not left us to ourselves.
我们的牧人没有把我们留在我们自己的光景里。
He would love for every single one of us to write on our tombstone or have someone else write it. I have finished the course.
他愿意我们每一个人在我们的墓碑上都写说，我跑完了当跑的路。
How would you like your family to be able to write that?On your tombstone.
你如何能够让你的家人能够在你的墓碑上写这样的字呢？
I have finished the course.
我跑完了当跑的路。
2007
年。
Or whatever the year.
或者是不管是哪一年。
It's a great thought.
这是何等伟大的想法。
It's eternal thought.
这是永远的意念。
Being in the funeral business for years, I've made it a point to read a lot of tombstones.
我以前是做葬仪社的生意，我读了许多许多的墓碑的上面的话。
A lot of them have to do with the person.
这些墓志铭很多写到这个人，关于这个人。
Earthly accomplishments，
或者在地上的成就。
All which actually ended right there。
但所有的都结束在这里。
We have the privilege of being ready and finishing the race。
我们有这样的特权，可以预备好来跑完这个当跑的路。
So that if the Lord should call any of us home in 2007, He's waiting with outstretched hands.
如果主来呼召任何一个人，我们2007年到他那里的时候，他是伸开双手来迎接我们。
Or better yet, if the Lord should return and take those who are ready, like those five virgins that were ready, how wonderful that would be.
更好的，如果主能够在2007年回来，来迎接这些预备好，像这五个预备好的童女也一样，是多好。
How can we know that we're ready?
我们怎么知道我们是预备好的呢？
How can we be confident of saying like Paul did there, even before he died, I have finished the race?
我们如何能够像保罗这样有把握说，还没有？到他跑完的时候，他就说：“我已经跑完了当跑的路。”
There is a crown of righteousness from the righteous judge ready for me.
有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Do you have that kind of confidence?
你有这样的把握吗？
Do you want to? I think this is a better question. Do you want to?
更好的问题是说，你愿不愿意有这样的把握？
We've had 3 weeks to be thinking of the new year.Have a little bit more time before the lunar year. What do you want in 2007?
我们有三个礼拜可以来想这个新年，在几个礼拜还有中国的新年，我们来想今年2007年我要得到什么。
In the quietness of your heart right now, what do you want above all to happen in this year?
你心里面安静的来思想，在所有一切事情以上，你2007年你想要得着什么？
Sometimes we're so busy, we don't even think of these things.
有时候我们是这样的忙碌，我们根本没有时间想。
But whatever is back there, and we are thinking, yes, I would like to do this. I would like to feel this way. I would like this to happen. That is what most likely will happen.
如果你真是有这样想说，我希望这样子做，希望得到这个的话，它可能就会发生。
What we think about is what we become.
因为我们所思想的就成为我们去做的。
If it's about money, more money, we might have more at the end of 2007.
如果你想的是钱财，也许 你在2007年结束的时候，你会有更多的钱财。
If it's about advancement in my career, then there is a good chance that there will be advancement.
也许你心里面所想的是你在工作上可以得到升迁，也许真的在2007年结束的时候你会被升迁。
If your dream is to go to Hawaii for 2 weeks, there's a good chance it'll happen.
如果你是在梦想做希望很想到夏威夷去过两个礼拜。
We become what we're thinking.
也许真的会发生，我们就成为我们所想。
So what are you consumed with in your life?
所以在你的生活的里面，你被什么东西所抓住呢
？Finishing this race，
只要跑完这个当跑的路吗
？Being made into the likeness of the joy and the love of the Lord Jesus，
来成为一个主耶稣所喜悦的吗
？To have the Lord deal with this angry old nature，
要让神来对付你里面这个很容易发怒的旧人吗？
This selfish inner life,
或是很自私里面天然人的生命吗
？To be one with all the brothers and sisters, even though they're not might not be one with me,
或者是愿意跟弟兄姐妹合一，虽然他们都跟我不一样。
As Chip just said, when we do not even maybe understand each other's language and culture to be one.
就像刚才弟兄说的，也许我们并不认识明白别人的语言和文化，但是我们可以合一。
To have the Lord's life that He loved even His enemies，
那或者是我们想要的是得着主的生命，可以来爱仇敌呢
？To have such a generous life that we're more concerned about others than our own personal self，
或者是有这样子。大方慷慨的一个心，能够更关心别人，超过自己呢
？Oh, this morning, young people, who is your hero?
早晨，年轻人们，谁是你们的英雄呢
？Some prima donna, sports hero who's making $1 million a month.
有些人他们想是要做。梦想的英雄是一名运动明星，也许一个月就赚了100万。
That has no integrity.
但是他们却这个人没有人格。
I look at this row right here in the second row, mostly girls.
在第二排这里很多的女孩子。
I'm going to ask you.
我要问你一个问题。
Who is your hero?
你心里面的英雄是谁？
Who is your heroine?
你们的心里面女英雄是谁
？Is it Britney Spears?
是唱流行歌曲的 Spears 吗
？Or is it Charlotte Elliott?
还是 Charlotte Elliott?
You know why I took Charlotte Elliott?
你知道我为什么选这位 Charlotte Elliott 吗
？Because Charlotte Elliott is probably responsible for saving more souls in the world than any other sister ever did, or brother.
因为 Charlotte 这位姊妹，她也许来在地上拯救的灵魂超过所有的姊妹，甚至所有的弟兄。
And guess what age she did it?
你知道她做了什么事吗
？14.
她什么时候做这件事吗？14岁。
Charlotte Elliott was born very weak.
她生下来的时候非常的柔弱。
Very poor health.
她的健康很不好。
And at the time of 14, she was going through a very mental, physical, depressed time in her life.
在14岁的时候，她心理上、她生理上都遭遇到许多的挫折和灰心的事。
And she cried out. She said, "Just as I am, without one plea."
然后她就呼求神，来求告神，哀求神说，照我的本相，无足。无善足称
That great hymn in our hymn book.
那他就写了这个这么这样伟大的诗歌在我们诗歌本里面
D.L. Moody says that that song has won more people to the Lord than all of his preaching combined.
穆迪弟兄说，这首诗歌来得着许多许多的人，甚至超过他所有讲道的人的总和。
More people have heard the gospel from the lips of Billy Graham than any other man in history.
在历史上，有从格里汉他听到你的嘴唇里面听到的福音，是超过从任何人听到的福音。
And with only a few exceptions in the city of London, that song, Just As I Am, has been sung at the end of every one of his.Crusade meetings.
在伦敦的布道会里面，这首诗歌几乎在每一个聚会的最后都被唱。
And it has been used to unlock, unshackle the hearts of many cold, cold-blooded people.
这首诗歌被使用来打开许多许多冰冷的心。
Amy Carmichael.Have you heard of her?
Amy Carmichael, 你们有没有听过她呢?
Another sister to consider being your hero.
这是另外一位姊妹，你可以来把她当成你的英雄。
These are women who have made an impact forever and ever and ever.
这些姊妹是在历史上，在永远的里面来留下来的。很深刻的影响。
To say nothing of people like Hannah and Esther and Ruth and Mary, the mother of Jesus.
圣经上还有许多许多的人啊，讲到哈拿，讲到路德，讲到以斯帖，讲到主耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
Who is our hero?
谁是我们的英雄呢
？Is it the lonely man of Galilee who says, "I am the Omega and I am the finisher"?
是这位。孤单的加利利人耶稣说我是起初我是终吗
It's never too young people to commit yourself to the Lord
我们把自己的生命交给主永远不会太年轻来做这件事情
You might know the Lord this morning as your Savior
也许早晨你已经认识主做你的救主
But is he Lord
但是他是不是你的主
Is he the Lord of your life?
他是不是你生活的主
As we go on this road, the Lord provides resources, as we already said.
当我们在这条路上的时候，主耶稣他就把我们所需用的供应我们。
Number one, he provides his word.
首先，他把他的话给我们。
This word is living.
主的话是活的。
This is an English lit.Or Chinese history.
这不是中国的历史或英国的历史。
These words, when we are open to them, will change our lives into being a Charlotte Elliot.
当我们把神的话打开的时候，就会改变我们的生命，像 Charlotte Elliot 一样。
But they have to get into our hearts.
但这些话需要进到我们的心里。
Most of us, if you're like me, we're too dull to even spend a brief time with the Lord.
许多人像我一样，我们里面是这样的迟钝，我们都没有办法来花一点时间在主的身上。
But when we see something of the Lord Jesus, we have to cry out to Him and say, "I want to be like You."
但是当我们看见一点点的主的自己，我们就要跟主呼求说，我愿意像你。
I need this.Black and white letters to become real.
我愿意这个 黑字写在白纸上, 在我的身上成为实际。
In the Old Testament, brothers and sisters, it was laws. Do this, do that, do that.
在旧约的里面是律法, 要吩咐我们做这个,
but the Lord has done something in the New Covenant, and that He says, I will put it on the inside. I will engrave it on your heart.
但在新约的里面, 主说我要在你的心里面来刻, 把律法刻在你的心上。
I won't just say, come to me, learn of me, follow me, and abide in me.
他对我们说, 来跟从我, 来, 住在我的里面。
But I will write it right on your heart so that there is a spirit that wants to come to Him.
他就把神的话写在我们心上, 所以有一个灵, 我们愿意来到他的面前。
It's not just saying, well, this year I am going to read at least one chapter a day.
不是只是说, 今年我每一天要至少读一章圣经。
That is a mental exercise.
这是心里面, 我们心思上的一个练操练。
And it has to go beyond that to engage the Spirit of God.
但是还要超过这个, 让我们在灵里面跟神能够配合。
When you were born from above, the God came into your spirit.
然后我们从上头生, 神就把他的灵放在我们的里面。
And so the Spirit has to be written here on our hearts, so we say, I want to read, I want to know today. I need the resources for today.
那因为这个灵在我们的里面, 激动我们, 所以我要跟主呼求说, 主我需要从你来的资源, 今天在今天的时候。
To explain how fallen we are, brothers and sisters, we can say here, I am going to read. But it only lasts for a brief time because we can't sustain that desire.
我们是堕落的人, 就算我们有定义要每天要读一章圣经, 也许不能持续很久。
So we have to look at this little diagram this morning. I am the one who began, and I am the one who completed.
所以早晨我们要看到这幅图画, 就是主是那位开始的, 也是结束的。
I want to be in you, Lord.
主, 我愿意住在你里。
So that your spirit can be in me, and I can walk with you.
所以你的灵可以在我的里面, 我可以与你同行。
You're my inspiration.
你是, 激励我的, 是让我里面, 得着这样的羡慕的。
We have fallen into this trap of man's resolve because that's what the world teaches.
地上, 世界上教导我们, 就是你要下定决心。
And the Lord gives us the Holy Spirit to explain the word.
但是是神借着圣灵把神的话解释给我们。
Young people, start with just a few verses a day.
年轻人们, 你们可以从每一天只要读几节圣经开始。
And ask the Lord to make one verse real to you, one thought real to you as you go to school.
那求主能够把, 一个思想在你的生活里面, 变成实际, 当你去学校的时候。
If you truly mean it from your heart, he'll make that real.
如果你 真是从心里面有对主这样的呼求, 神就会把这个, 成就在你的。
And when you get to school and some other girl turns her head and says, I don't want to have anything to do with you, that word will sustain you and give you peace.
当你到学校的时候, 如果你碰到其他的同学说, 我不要跟你在一起的时候, 主的话能够来维持你。
The Lord also gives us prayer to walk here.
主也让我们能够祷告, 让我们可以走在这条路上。
We've inferred that for the last half an hour. We've been inferring that prayer can help us.
在过去的半个钟头里面, 我们, 已经有提到这件事情。
Prayer allows us to communicate to God and say, keep me.
我们常常跟主来祷告说, 保守我。
Grow me up.
让我能够, 长大。
And then we see Him do something, and then we say, thank you.
那我们看见主成就, 我们就说感谢你。
You don't learn to worship.
这样我们没有来学习, 来敬拜。
Worship is something you can't help.
敬拜是你不能够靠自己来帮, 帮助自己的事。
The Lord does something, and you say, thank you, Lord. That's worship.
不管主做什么事情, 你就说感谢主, 这就是敬拜。
Today in Christianity, so much of the stuff is canned, it's contrived. A man, there's classes on how to be reverent, how to worship.
在基督教的世界里面, 都教导我们要怎样来敬畏神啊, 要怎样来, 从外面来敬拜。
People up in front, trying to lead people into worship.
在前面有敬拜的团来带大家来敬拜。
Worship is as natural as breathing.
其实敬拜就像呼吸一样自然。
Worship is a synonym for serving.
敬拜就是从里面自发的一个来服侍。
Never have to think about should I be serving, where should I be serving, what should I be doing. It's as simple as breathing.
你不需要来思想要做什么，就像你呼吸不像想一样。
We see this in the Lord's life. He never thought, now today, I've got to talk to that woman in Samaria.
主的生活也是这样，他从来没有想说今天我要对那个撒玛利亚妇人讲话。
He was tired. He sat down.And a woman came to the well.
主行走走路疲乏，他坐下来坐在井旁，有一个妇人就走过
来。He was probably more hungry and tired than she was.
主自己他甚至比这个妇人更干渴。
But he had a quiet time that morning with his father.
但是主在父神的面前有一个安静的时候。
When he saw her, he immediately forgot about his hunger and tiredness.
当主看见这个妇人，他就忘掉他自己的饥饿和干渴。
He saw that furrowed brow, that woman coming to the well at a time when no one was around because no one appreciated her.
当主看到这位愁眉不展的妇人在中午的时候来，因为没有他不敢来见人的时候。
She was dodging society.
他要躲开人。
But ministry just flowed from the Lord.
但主里面他就起来来服侍这位妇人。
And when we're in Christ, the same happens.
当我们在基督的里面，同样的事就会发生。
We have the Word, we have the Holy Spirit. The Lord gives us this ability to pray.
我们有神的话，我们有圣灵，神也教导我们来祷告。
He also, because of His love, disciplines and judges.
因为他爱我们，他还管教我们，他也审判我们。
All through the Bible and all through history, thank God he is disciplining and he's judging.
从整本的圣经，从历史上，我们感谢主，因为他借着审判来管教他的儿女。
If it wasn't for God's judgment on this narrow road at the time of Noah, you would have had all kinds.Of anomalies, spiritual anomalies.
如果不是神的审判临到挪亚的时候，就有许多属灵方面的混乱。
Could have never had the Christ child.
也许就不会有一位基督降生。
Sin had taken over the whole world. Sin is just simply saying anti-God.
那罪恶充满来充满整个世界，是敌对神的。
But God says.I am the Omega. I'm going to finish. I'm going to have a people.
但主说我是 Omega, 我是终，我是那结束的。
And he looks around and he finds one righteous man.
然后我们来看，我们就看到一位公义的人。
On the narrow road.
走在窄路上。
And Noah walked with God.
挪亚与神同行。
God says, I can finish with this type.
那主就说如果是这样的人的话，我就可以把他带到终点。
Thank the Lord for His judgment.
我们为着神的审判感谢他。
If you have a coin, you have love on this side, you have judgment on the other.
如果你有个铜板的话，你有爱在一边，那反面就是审判。
This is why so many things happen in our life, brothers and sisters.
这就是为什么我们生活上发生许多的事。
Things that aren't fun, things that are pressurized in our families.
也许不是好玩的事，有许多的压力在我们的家庭里。
Because God can only finish that which is of His Son.
因为神只能够把他儿子的性情这些出于他的带到终点。
And since we do not judge ourselves, then He has to judge.
因为我们自己不来审判自己，所以神必须来审判。
Which is such a good lesson, brothers, that if we come and learn to judge our sin, First John 1.
就在约翰一书第一章里面就说我们要来认自己的罪。
It's very dangerous to say, I don't think I have any sin. It's my neighbor.
我们若说自己无罪，就说我没有罪，都是我邻舍的罪，这是很危险。
When we judge ourselves, then he doesn't have to judge.
但我们若认自己的罪，神就不需要来审判我们。
Oh, he judged those people. And the reason we had three languages this morning, because Jesus, God, judged at the Tower of Babel.
我们早晨为什么会有三种语言在这里呢？因为神在巴别塔的时候，神施行审判。
Here was the people said, we're going to make a name for ourselves.
因为在那时候，这些人起来说，我们要来传扬我们的名。
We're going to become something.
我们要达到一个目的。
All of us individually have had that thought.
我们每一个人，个人都有这样的想法。
I'm going to be a good mom.
我要成为一个好的母亲。
I'm going to be a good father.
我要成为一个好的父亲。
My children will remember me.
我的儿女们要记得我。
Thank the Lord for His judgment.
我们感谢主，是他是审判的主。
He scattered that.And put us into our various languages that we experience today.
他来就施行审判，他就来辩论当人的语言，所以我们早晨有许多的语言。
That kind of thing there could have never finished.
因为有巴别塔那样的想法是不能够达到终点的。
And the Lord says, "I will finish."
但主说我要成就。
But besides His discipline and judgment, He gives us the body.
除了审判以外，神也给我们他的身体。
Do not despise the body of Christ. It's His body.
不要轻看主耶稣的身体，这是他
的身体。May we enter 2007 appreciating one another more.
愿我们在2007年的时候，我们彼此为着彼此来感谢神。
Not complaining about one another.
我们不是彼此来抱怨。
Not judging one another.
不是来彼此来审判。
But rather judge ourselves.
我们来审判自己。
God's will, His purpose, is that we finish.
神的旨意是要我们达到路终。
If He returns in 2007, may we be able to be raised up with Him.
如果主2007年来，愿我们是能够被提来到他面前的。
Not all will be raised up.
并不是每一位都能被提。
That's a very sobering thought.
这是非常严肃的想法。
And there in Acts 2:38,
是在使徒行传二章三十八节。
The Lord, it says, "Repent, and let each of you be baptized in the name of the Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
三十八节，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
Repent，
悔改。
Turn from our present way。
我们要从我们现在的路上能够回转。
In the military, and I've used this example before, and I want to use it for the young people this morning. When you're given the command about face, it's very simple. It's just One movement. We're going that direction about face. That's what repent means.
在军事的训练上，就是一个口令，一个动作。若悔改，就是转回。
We're pursuing our goal.
我们是来朝着我们的目标前进。
We have ideas, and we're pursuing along that line.
我们有我们的想法，我们往这方面追求。
And then the Lord speaks to us like He did there at Pentecost.
主来对我们说话。就像当初在五旬节说话一样。
These people were seeking, just like us, all of their own plans.
那当初那些人也是来每个人来做他们的计划。
And Peter explained to them there is another way.
但是彼得告诉他们还有另外一条路。
This Jesus who you crucified, he obeyed the Father.
你们钉十字架的耶稣，他顺从他的父亲。
He is the only man that ever obeyed the Father.We need to go His way.
他是唯一能够顺服父神心的人，我们要走他的路。
And they said, "What do we do?" And He said, "Repent, turn."
那众人觉得说，我们当如何行？
Let each of you be baptized.
愿让你们每一位都受洗。
Now, what did that mean?
那是什么意思呢？
You belong to another.
你属于另外一个人。
Baptism, brothers and sisters, is something that takes place in the heart.
受洗是心里面的事。
Baptism is Romans 12:1-2, where it says, "We become a living sacrifice."
受洗就像罗马书12章1-2节一样，就是成为活祭。
We have consecrated ourselves to the Lord.
我们把自己来奉献给主。
I belong to another.
我属于另外一个人。
I know I've got all these studies in school. They're very exciting. But this world is really what my heart is not attached to.
我虽然在学校有许多的功课要做，但是我的心却不来联系在这上面。
I have a job. It's an important job. And I make a living.
我有个工作是很重要的工作，我来靠着这个谋生。
But I have been placed in Christ. I have been immersed in Christ. I have been baptized in Christ.
但我已经与基督联合，已经来浸在他的里面。
Baptism that we're talking about right here occurs before someone has put you in water.
这样子的一个受浸的实际是在人把你放到水里面之前发生的。
The being baptized here in our little baptistry is a result of something that has happened in your heart.
我们外面我们把自己的身体浸在水里面，是因为里面已经有事情发生。
The Bible calls it a circumcised heart. The flesh has been removed.
圣经上说这个是心受过割礼的心，因为肉体已经被除去。
I am no longer following myself.
我不再跟从我自己。
Now, to help you remember, it's like being beheaded.
我帮助你来记得，就好像是被斩首一样。
I no longer have a head.
我没有我自己的头。
Christ is my head.
而是基督是我的头。
So when someone says, "What is baptism?" you just say, "It's been beheaded."
如果有人问你说受浸是什么意思，你就说是就被砍头。
I've come under another authority, another shepherd, another master.
因为我现在是顺服在另外一个牧人、另外一个主人的手下。
Oh, when that happens, life begins to change.
当这样事情发生的时候，我们的生活就改变
了。There is now room for the Lord.
因为现在主在我们里面有地位。
There in Exodus.The people got excited and said, well, let's just go in and take the land.
在出埃及记，以色列很兴奋，就说，那我们来起来得那地吧。
They did not have the spiritual life just to take the land.
但是那时候他们的属灵的生命还没有成熟到能够来拿这些地。
If God had just removed all the enemy, there would have been this huge vacuum.
如果主把所有的仇敌一下子都拿走的话，就有许多有很大的一个虚空在那里。
And so the Lord taught them right there, and that's the way He does today. Take one step at a time.
所以主就跟他们讲，就像今天一样，你只要一步一步的走。
Here's an obstacle. Ask me to remove that obstacle of maybe anger.
如果这前面有一个难处，比如说你的生气脾气的话，就求主把它拿走。
Deem that.Impatient, angry spirit crucified.
让这个没有忍耐，很容易生气的这个灵被钉十字架。
And by faith, take that step and take that ground.
凭着信，我们来走这一步，来攻克这个难处。
And in Joshua's day, they took one step at a time.
所以在约书亚的日子，他们就这样一步一步的走。
The Lord just does it.Clean everything at once. There's pressure in our lives.
主不是把一切事情一下都解决了，是的，我们的生活里面有压力。
And it was no different with Moses. It was no different with Abraham. It was no different with Jacob.
不管在亚伯拉罕或者是雅各或者摩西的身上都是这样。
They dealt with those giants one day at a time.
面对着巨人，他们一天有一天 的功课和对付。
Don't wonder about summer or what's going to happen next Christmas. Just January 21.
你不要想到暑假或者是今年的圣诞节，只是要想到今天1月21号。
He began and he finished.
他是初，他是终。
Only one man has ever walked this road.
只有一位是曾经走在这条路上。
Moses could not walk this road by himself.
摩西没有办法靠自己来走这条路。
We see his failure. Abraham couldn't walk this road by himself. We see his failure.
亚伯拉罕也不能够靠自己来走这条路，因为我们看见他的失败。
Each one of those men recognized, even in the Old Testament, that Jesus was going to walk this road.
虽然他们在旧约，可是这每一位先祖，他们都看见耶稣在这条路上。
And they daily gave themselves to being abiding in Him.
每一天，他们把自己交给主，他们住在主的里面。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we rejoice this morning that you have broken through to the end.
主，我们何等喜乐，主啊，因为你来胜过一切，达到终点。
You sat on the cross, finished.
在主十字架上，你说成了。
And today we stand in that reality.
今天我们站在这个实际上面。
Help us, Lord, to walk with you.
帮助我们能够与你同行。
So each one of us can say, at the right time, I finished the race.
所以我们每一位在日子满足的时候，我们都可以说我们跑到终点。
In Jesus' name.
靠主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.